Hey guys, I'm your host, Kyler Kennedy, and on this week of our Panthers United podcast, we have school news, sports news, an interview, national holidays, and a devotion at the end. Our next episode will be on April 7th. And now on to Tristan with our national holidays.
Starting off with the days of the week, today, March 31st, is National Crayon Day. Next, April 1st, obviously, is April Fool's. Make sure to have PB&J for National PB&J Day on April 2nd. Moving on to April 3rd, National Find a Rainbow Day. Good luck finding a rainbow. April 4th will be National School Librarian Day. Make sure to say thanks to your school librarian. April 5th, Deep Dish Pizza Day, my personal favorite. And finally, April 6th, National Burrito Day. Now moving on to Kiara with our sports news.
Hi guys, it's Kiara
and Anna,
and today we will be telling you about our previous middle school softball game. But first, a little background story about our softball coach, Miss Reagan Davis.
Our softball coach, Miss Reagan Davis, she played at Tennessee Tech University. She was outfield and first base. But now to tell you about our game.
Multiple players were Soda State Stars, McKenna, Kiara, Anna, Ava, but it was a collective team effort.
We had a lot of really good hits and good defense, except for one inning.
Some of our amazing hits have been from McKenna, Anna, Kiara, JC, Tinley, and Ava.
But the greatest thing was that Kiara Roberts had 9 strikeouts against Avery Trace. Now it's on to Lainey Harper.
I'm Lainey, and I did an interview with Rafferty Cleary, the cultural administrator. Here's the interview.
Okay, I'm Lainey Harper, and I'm here with
Rafferty Cleary,
and we are going to do an interview. Okay, first question.
I am the cultural administrator for the town of Monterey.
Okay. What do you do for work?
So, my job title is cultural administrator for the town of Monterey, and I tell people all of the time, I don't know what that is. My job title is wide-ranging, so I'm involved with community events in the town of Monterey. I also relationships between small business owners and the town of Monterey. I'm over all the parks in Monterey, so Whitaker Park, Meadow Creek Park, and B-Rock. So I kind of coordinate what happens in those areas. And also another part of my job, interestingly enough, is I manage the Monterey Depot Museum, which, you know, when I was growing up, if you ever asked me, would I ever be a manager of a museum, the answer would be no. But that's just what comes with this job when I accepted it. And it's actually really enjoyable. So my office is at the Depot Museum, so I do that. I've been involved in some economic development projects. I work really closely with the county, Putnam County, and our other municipalities. So in Putnam County, you've got Cookeville, Allgood, Baxter, and Monterey. They're the cities that make up Putnam County. And so I'll work really closely with the leaders of those other areas, because in Putnam County, we all try to work together to be the best that we possibly can across the state, if that makes sense. So yeah. My job's kind of weird. It's kind of strange. There's a lot that comes with it. But I will tell you, it's the best job that I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm grateful each and every day that I get to wake up and do something positive for this community that we live in.
Okay, bouncing off that, how many jobs have you had? Like, have you just had, like, the cultural administrator, or have you been, like...
No, I've had a few jobs. My very first job, I was 15 years old, and I served as a camp counselor in the summers for a... It was a summer camp through... My hometown is not in Monterey. I was born and raised in Upper East Tennessee in a town called Kingsport. And Kingsport Parks and Recreations would have a summer camp every year. I actually, when I was a little kid, I went to the summer camp. And I always looked up to the counselors that I had in those summer camps. And so I said, whenever I can get to the age of having a job, a real job that pays me money, I want to be a camp counselor. So that was my first real job. So it was pretty neat. I got to, you know, all the at this point I'm 15. And I did that from 15, 16, 17, and 18 years old till I went off to college. And it was awesome because, you know, I've always had, even now, I'm 31, a mindset of a child. I like to play. I like to have fun. And so that allowed me to do that at 15, 16, 17, 18. And then make a difference in little kids' lives. And I think I did that during that. So that was my first job. Also mowed yards on the side growing up. And then, of course, I went to school, college, and got my degree in journalism, specifically television and radio broadcasting. So when I got out of college, I landed my first real professional job at Stonecom Radio in Cookeville. And I served as the news director at Stonecom for 6.5 years. So I interviewed people and asked questions, covered city government meetings and all the news that happened, not just in Putnam County, but across the Upper Cumberland region. So Clay County, Pickett County, White County, DeKalb County, Cumberland County, Fentress County. So I was a radio guy out of college. And I still, to this day, do a little bit of radio on the side. One thing I've recently done is what they call play-by-play broadcasting for high school sports in the area. So I'll never let radio leave me. There's a saying that once the bug bites you, you're always going to be in radio. I just don't do it on a full-time basis anymore. So I haven't had a ton of jobs. First real job was radio. I guess professional job was radio. My second professional job was working for the city of Monterey. And then when I was in high school, I did my camp counselor job, which was really, really fun as well.
Okay. How did you get your job, like your job now?
So I got my job with the town of Monterey in March of 2020. Leading up to March of 2020, some things were going on in my life, and I had some decisions to make, and just felt like I needed a change. Needed to be happier, needed to be more free, I guess. And so I got really close with God and was trying to ask for direction on what should I do. You know, I don't feel good right now. Should I take a leap of faith and get uncomfortable and venture into a new profession outside of radio? And that's what I was told to do. And I applied for this job in the town of Monterey. At this time, I'm living in Monterey. And I thought, well, this is going to allow me to stay closer in town because I really love this city. And it was a perfect opportunity for me. And so I took the leap of faith, interviewed for the job. There were other people that applied and got interviewed as well. And I was fortunate enough to be hired by the city of Monterey.
What's the coolest thing you've done that's like related to your job?
Let's see. And that's a tough one. Because the great thing about my job is that every day it's never the same. There's something different every single day. So the best thing I've done with my job. Well, we put on a lot of community events. I've been involved in that. And we did a little project that rebranded the city. And what that means is we created a new logo and re-identified what Monterey wants outsiders, folks that aren't from here, how we want them to view us. So we rebranded the city, created a new logo. And to me, that was like a fresh start for this town. And so that was exciting to be a part of that and to, you know, provided some goals to drive towards for the next however long I have this job. That was a neat project. One of the community events I was really happy to be a part of was we had a really a star country music singer come to town a couple years ago and do a concert in the middle of Commercial Avenue. That was exciting. Were you there?
I was there.
I was there too. Great, that's awesome. That was pretty neat. And I think anything that I've done that makes people feel good is, so there's not one, I mean, those two specific instances come to mind, but anything that I get to be involved in that has a positive impact on others is probably my favorite thing I've ever done. So it's hard to pinpoint one, but those two things come to mind. I really enjoy the aspects of my job that allow me to be a part of the schools, whether it's Monterey High School or Berks Elementary School. And this is one of those instances. When Miss Goolsby asked me to do this, I was like, yeah. Because you guys, you don't realize it probably, but you guys are the difference makers going forward for this community and for society in general. And so anytime I get to come here and see you all doing stuff like this, a podcast, or making a difference in the environment, like the bluebird houses outside and the gardens that you all do, and just seeing you all learn, that's great. I love being around the schools as part of my job, but hard to pinpoint one, but anything that I get to do that's gonna make people smile and that's gonna make a difference, that's my favorite thing.
What are some of the challenges that you face in your job?
The biggest challenge that I face in my job is you know, I'm a people pleaser, and I want to please people all the time. And it's been a challenge for me to accept the fact that not everything that I do is going to please everybody as much as I want it to be. So I think working with the public, communicating with the public is a big challenge. My mindset is I want to please everybody. And it's really unfortunate sometimes when some of the things that I do or if I'm involved in aren't necessarily pleasing. You know, they may please the majority of the folks, but then there's that small majority that it doesn't please. And that upsets me because I want everyone to be happy. And I never do anything intentionally to upset others. But unfortunately, it's just the world we live in. We're never able to please everyone. And that's, I guess, the biggest challenge that I face, you know. Just communicating with the public and trying to keep everyone happy, even though it's not possible all the time.
When did you know that you wanted to become a cultural administrator?
That's a good question. I mean, it kind of goes back to a previous question you asked. There was a point in my life where I'll just say I don't think I was able to make changing things in my life was not easy for me. But then I got to a point in late 2021 where I was like, you know, I can do anything I want to do and I can make any decision I want to make. So I just took a leap of faith and I said, it's time for a change. And at that time, I don't think it mattered if it was a cultural administrator of Monterey or if it was, any other job. I just wanted to make a change in my life. And so it was that point where I said, I'm going to do this. And this was just an opportunity, and I took it, and it's worked out for the best.
Does your job take up a lot of your time, or do you have a lot of free time?
It does take up a lot of my time. I will say that I could have more free time if I wanted to. And that's maybe a negative part of who I am, is that I get so hyper focused on my job that I don't take enough time for myself and unfortunately for others that want to be in my life. I've got to work on that, but it does take up a lot of my time. again, it goes back to trying to please people. And the harder I work, the more I can please folks. The harder I work, the better this community is. And so I work a whole lot, but probably don't need to as much as I do. But I get to fish. I love to fish. I love to get outdoors. I get to do that. Probably need to do it more, but yeah, it is what it is.
What is one thing that you wish you knew when you first started your job?
Oh, goodness. That... One thing I wish I knew when I first started my job. I wish I could have been better prepared to deal with the public. People are great, don't get me wrong. It's not that people are bad. It's just my heart, I want everyone to be happy. And so that was a struggle for me. I just didn't understand that you can't make everyone happy. And this is a job where you make decisions that, again, I'd say 80% of the time, majority of folks are happy. Then there's that small percentage of time where folks are not happy, and that's hard for me to handle. That's really hard for me to handle. And so I wish I had the ability to better understand that. But over time, I've gotten better at it. It doesn't affect me nearly as much as it used to.
What is one thing that you wish you could do at your job?
One thing I wish I could do? Well, part of my job, I have to ask permission to do certain things. That's the I work for the town of Monterey, and decisions in the town are made by the Board of Aldermen, elected officials. And for the most part, they've been extremely very good to me. If I need something, I ask for permission, and whether it's money or whether it's just, can I do this project, they've given me the green light over 95% of the time. There are other times where I know there's something that's going to be too expensive, it's going to cost too much, but in my heart, I know it would make an immediate impact on the community, and I wish I could just take the money and spend it right away and get it done, and that's probably the one thing. I wish I could just spend the money and get it done and make it happen. But I understand there's checks and balances, and that's the way government works. And, I always look at it this way, too. You know, it's God's will, not mine. And so I accept that, and I move on.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Extremely excited that you all are venturing into the world of podcasting, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to join you today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you, Rafferty.
Feel welcome to join me in a Bible verse and a prayer, and if not, join us all in our next podcast on April 7th. Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. On to the prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day you have given us. Pray for all the teachers and staff. Pray for each student. Protect them as they go to their homes today and every day. Lead all the people down the path of righteousness. Lead, guide, and direct them in each and every way. Thank you for everything you do for us, and thank you for everything you are going to do for us. Amen.